Okay, welcome everybody to this protest called by Anti-Zionism Australia. Congratulations on being dedicated enough to come out in the rain. Anti-Zionism Australia is an organisation dedicated to challenging the legitimacy and the influence of Zionist ideas in Australian society as a contribution to the struggle for the freedom of the Palestinians and for the liberation of Palestine. We were founded primarily by Australian and Israeli Jews, but we are open to everyone who wants to get involved in our work. I want to acknowledge that we're standing on the unceded land of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. This land was never ceded, sovereignty was never ceded, and we stand in solidarity with the struggle for land rights and self-determination. Always was, always will be. Now, the reason we're here today is because Melbourne City Council will be very shortly at 5:30 in session behind us. And Melbourne City Council, via its staff members, cancelled a meeting organised by AZA, and I'll go into that in a minute. But the reason we're here, in a sense, is much bigger than that, is that we're standing up against the repression which is faced by the Palestinian movement. And we should start by remembering why we are fighting for the rights of Palestinians. The United Nations reported recently and confirmed what we all knew, but what is now official, that Israel had been and continues to deliberately target children. It killed, in the first 2 years of the genocide, more than 20,000 children. 5,000 of those of under five, something like 400 of them newborns. 97% of all the schools in Gaza have been destroyed. And the killing has continued since the ceasefire. Ceasefires apparently only exist in the minds of the Israelis when it comes to the activities of Hamas. Hamas has recognized the ceasefire. Israel has killed more than 1,000 people in Gaza in the past year, in less than a year, since the ceasefire came into play. The massacres and the dispossessions continue on the West Bank and in South Lebanon. In South Lebanon, Israel is systematically destroying villages in exactly the same way that it destroyed the houses, the mosques, the churches, the schools, and the hospitals in Gaza to make the area uninhabitable by the local people. In the West Bank, in the 3 years since October the 7th, nearly 3 years, Israel has killed more Palestinians on the West Bank than in the previous 17 years. That is the continuing toll that is carried out by Israeli aggression. And I know many of you know these facts and many more, but we need to remind ourselves that when we stand up for the right to speak out, there's a reason we want to speak out. We want to speak out as part of a contribution to ending the killing, ending the oppression, ending the apartheid, and opening the way to a land of equality from the river to the sea. Now, the trigger for tonight's rally is quite simple. AZA had organised a series of seminars on different aspects of Zionism. And actually, we were coming to the last one in the series. It was the Sunday before last. On the Friday night after close of business, we got an email saying, your booking is cancelled. The booking at the Kathleen Syme Library in Carlton, controlled by this council meeting behind us. Why did they cancel? Because, and I'm quoting from the email received from the manager of all the Melbourne City libraries, increasing risks to the safe and orderly use of the facility, including potential protest activity and heightened community tensions. They cancelled us because there might be a protest. Tonight we are protesting, but they're going ahead with their meeting. There's one rule for them and a different rule for people who are speaking out for Palestine. The email continued, in recent days, there has been a significant escalation in community concern, including matters raised with councillors and senior management. Let's decode that. What that means is important and influential supporters of Israel who will not come out in public and justify a genocide, who will not come out and argue with us about the reality of apartheid, pick up the phone, maybe to the Lord Mayor, maybe to the CEO, we don't know exactly, but we know it's to senior people, and basically say, we don't like this forum, it makes us feel unsafe. And because of that, without discussion, without a right of reply, without any democratic rights whatsoever, the booking has been cancelled. And it's not the first time that Melbourne City Council has done something like this. And our argument is quite simple, that while this might seem quite a petty thing, the cancellation of one room, and we managed to get a venue at Coburg Library, and we went ahead with the forum, which was on Christian Zionism, not Jewish Zionism, Christian Zionism. We went ahead with the forum and we had 60 people turn up, one of the biggest forums that we've had to date. But the reason why we need to draw a line here tonight is that this is just the tip of an ugly and polluted iceberg. There is so much repression going on, being faced by Palestinians and supporters of Palestine and the Palestine movement. In Queensland, they've passed a law that says, if you say these precise words, from the river to the sea, or globalize the Intifada, you can be arrested and face very heavy penalties. They had a protest outside the court today in solidarity with the 30 people who've been arrested so far, and they arrested someone else just this morning in Brisbane. And we want to send a message, not just to the city council, but to the state government, that that kind of repression will not be tolerated. We don't want them to pass similar laws. If they pass the laws, we will break the laws in mass numbers and make the laws unworkable. In New South Wales, they passed laws limiting Palestinian supporters from marching in the streets. And there, when Herzog, the Israeli president, was in town, thousands of people broke the law and marched through the center of Sydney and actually made the law a dead letter. It's effectively been withdrawn. But we know, and there are so many cases to choose from, that repression comes at us from different directions. Think of the treatment of Randa Abdel-Fattah, the writer and academic. Absolutely atrocious. Think of the treatment here of Hashtag, Palestinian man that many of us know from the rallies over the last 2.5 years. He's facing an enormous fine and legal costs over uttering a slogan. And the Royal Commission is underway, and it's a show trial with the Palestinian movement in the dock. Supporters of Israel are given free rein to explain why they feel fearful because of the Palestine movement, but the Palestine movement is not allowed to appear, and anti-Zionist Jews who support the Palestine movement are also banned from appearing. And it goes on and on. If anybody here is a health worker, you'll know that APRA, which governs the health sector, has adopted the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which effectively means that if you criticize the existence of Israel, you are deemed to be an anti-Semite and you can be disciplined and maybe even lose your job. Well, I tell you, as an anti-Zionist Jew, I do not want Israel to exist. I do not want apartheid to exist. I do not want Israel just to retreat from the occupied territories. I want apartheid to be smashed in the 48 in the so-called 48 territories. We want to go back to a time when Christians, Jews and Muslims lived peacefully side by side in Palestine. It was possible more than a century ago. It is possible in the future. I am not an anti-Semite for saying that, and neither are any of you. Just two last points, and then I'll introduce our first official speaker. The first is this. The Royal Commission put a lot of emphasis on the safety of the Jewish community, and in the budget, the federal government gave well over $100 million for the safety of Jews. Well, supposedly, those of us who were Jewish who were organising that forum up at the Kathleen Syme Library were apparently unsafe. Where was the money? Where was the action? Of course, it was nowhere to be seen, because support comes from the government only for a certain type of member of the Jewish community, one who endorses the actions and politics of Bibi Netanyahu and of Israel. Jews who stand up and say no to Zionism, no to apartheid, no to genocide, are deemed to be non-people, outside of the debate. And that itself is anti-Semitic, because it says that you have to be a particular type of person with a particular type of politics to be a Jew. Would we accept that argument about indigenous people, about Irish people, about black people? Of course not. Everybody knows there's a diversity of opinion, even if they disagree with some of those opinions. But apparently there can be no diversity in the Jewish community. And I just want to finish by quoting one of my comrades here standing at the front, Dr. Keren Tova Rubinstein, who is also a co-founder of AZA. And she said, if a government body can erase a lawful talk from a public library over a concern it won't even explain, then no one's speech is safe there. This is censorship by anonymous complaint, and it should alarm every Australian who claims to value democracy. This is not social cohesion, it is speech apartheid. So we're here tonight, and I hope the councillors can hear us, to draw a line and say, you cannot get away with this without being called out. You cannot censor peaceful voices standing for peace and justice without being called out as hypocrites, being called out as censors, being called out as complicit in the actions of Israel. And that's why we're here, and I thank you all for coming.